Chapter 5, Strategies for Dealing with a Passive-Aggressive Person. You'll meet them anywhere you go. Sometimes you'll know when you're in their company, and other times the truth will evade you. But to become angry with a passive-aggressive will only escalate matters. So, how do you deal effectively with a passive-aggressive individual? Whether you're busy at the office or busy at home, you'll fare well if you avoid unnecessary conflict or confrontation with a passive-aggressive. Even if you have every reasonable cause to escalate matters, it is in your best interest to stay calm and issue your requests or questions in a direct but relaxed manner. This will drain the passive-aggressive person of their fuel for indirectness and will quickly start to remove their reasons for procrastinating or stalling your requests. This is especially true for the workplace scenario, where an employee is assuring of their willingness to meet a deadline or to complete an important task, but in their mind, they're secretly plotting to stall you at the last possible moment when the work is to be delivered. They'll make up a silly excuse because deep inside, they'll want you to know that this is their way of punishing you. But to keep up appearances, they'll lie through their teeth and will look to shift the blame/responsibility. As frustrating as this may be, you'll need to remain professional and even try to empathize with the individual in question. This will give you a greater opportunity to see through their destructive patterns of behavior and will show them that you are more resistant to their manipulation. You must, however, be stern about your requests and be immovable with your protocols, pointing out what will be the results for poor performance in and around the workplace. A passive-aggressive will always tend to test those individuals who are more reluctant to put up a fight. They'll target people who are always trying to please others because they're more likely to succeed with their manipulative schemes on people who are less likely to question the motives of a passive-aggressive. At home, if you're dealing with a partner who is constantly dominating the environment indoors with their passive ways, then you'll need to ask open questions. What are the 4 reasons for your mood having changed in the last hour? Instead of asking, what's wrong? Passive-aggressive relationships are a little more difficult to avoid when they're happening in the home. They're different to the relationships you have with friends or any other person that you don't live with. The home is a very private place. Unlike the workplace or a public location, home is where we are supposed to be allowed to unwind and be ourselves. So, the environment becomes a type of battleground when people aren't allowed to unwind and enjoy their private bubble that life at home should naturally provide. Never confront your passive-aggressive partner with further aggression of your own. You'll seldom win. Remember that if you're the addition to the fire, then the flames of aggression will only rise, and this will amount to a level that cannot be extinguished until the raging fire destroys something. Conversations with your partner must be relaxed and direct. All questions must be clear and not muffled in any way. You must always make clear your intentions for raising your points and why. Life with a passive-aggressive is about compromise and even sacrifice on your part. Although this seems unfair, yes, it really is unfair, it's a strategy worth adopting if you are to change things for the better.